every day we would line up and they would hand out keys. And according to which key to which truck you got, you would be assigned a convoy commander, and you'd form up into a group and leave. I was living in a tent with a bunch of guys that I got very close to. And so when we would go up to sort of hang out around the place where they handed out the keys, we'd routinely walk up together, you know. That morning, they'd awakened us very early in the morning. All the roads had been shut down for a couple of days. The threat was so high, the danger was so bad, the combat was so furious that they wouldn't let anybody leave any of the camp. But we wandered up and you know, we were sitting around waiting for them to line us up. And I got up to go get a bottle of water. As I was getting a bottle of water from an area, they called for us to come line up. So we did. And it just happened that I ended up a couple of spaces ahead of this group of guys that was behind me. That couple of spaces put me as the last man in the first convoy that day. It was just horrible. We got shot at from the minute we left the gate, and we got beat up and shot and blown up until we made it to Taji, which is about halfway to Baghdad. Finally got out of Taji and got south into Baghdad, and we were able to supply enough fuel to keep the medevac birds going. That was about all we could do at that point. The following morning, they allowed that second group to leave. Tommy Hamill was the convoy commander that day. The group of guys that I lived with were all in that convoy. That was the group that got hit with anti-aircraft guns. They pretty well wiped out the convoy. The convoy commander lost an eye. I think we lost seven drivers killed. There were several injured. There were three or four soldiers killed that day. Basically, everybody, all my friends, were killed that day.
During his first year in Iraq, Richard Marshall drove 96 combat missions. He left in the end of 2007, and he returned in 2010.
So the fickleness is that even though I had it tough getting out of the gate that day, and we had a tough time, had it not been for that bottle of water, that silly bottle of water, I would have been with him. So that's part of the reason why I stayed.
Now, do you still feel survivor's guilt?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I don't think that ever goes away. My response, my way of dealing with it, is to try and feel very lucky every day. It's tough to talk about, but in truth, I just don't feel like I don't have the right. To feel bad about anything. I'm sorry. Now, when I'm working, when I'm doing anything, I mean, my gosh, any of those guys, on my worst day, every one of them would love to have that day. I'm just blessed. That's all. I'm very blessed.